Triple M's Hot Breakfast. Dane Swan is our special guest this morning. Also, don't forget, Swanee is going to be part of a big footy show on Channel 9 tomorrow night. And the footy show starts at 7:30, special time. A wonderful night for the My Room Telethon. And Swanee, you've been involved in this a fair bit, but players from all the clubs coming together to raise money for childhood research into cancer. So we want to get knocked out over. Raised over $16 million over the journey.
Great.
800 kids a year in Melbourne will be told and their parents, you got cancer. So we need to get into that in a big way. And all the footballers coming together for My Room on the footy show tomorrow night, 7:30, special telethon.
Great stuff. Now, Swanee, we're talking about one of your interests is a pub around the corner called the Albion Hotel. And I know about that intimately because my brother is one of your partners. It burnt down recently, Swanee, and a fair bit of the attention went your way. Swanee's pub's burnt down and people thinking there's some sort of underworld link with you involved. Can you tell us how you found out about it?
Yeah, it was Monday morning after the grand final. So, obviously, as you do grand final work, like most people do, it's a reasonably big weekend for everyone, and I was certainly no different. You know, I got home at whatever hour I did in early Monday morning, and I was asleep, and I woke up, I think Taylor had to go to work or something, so I go, I'll just record the NFL because I had nothing to do today, and just watch it whenever I wake up, you know, during the day, and I was like, I'll just check my phone, just as you do, and Dad said I probably had 100 missed calls and 100 messages. I was like, gee, what have I done? And literally, it was like the only message that stood out to me was like five times the size of anyone was Ed's. And he's on air. It was like 8:30 or something. I said, oh, I won't be able to sleep. I have to open this. And it was like, call me ASAP. And I was like, oh, no, what have I done on the weekend? So like I'm in trouble. And I started racking my brain thinking, geez, what have I done? Very scared. I was like, oh, I have to ring him. I won't be able to sleep. I rang him and he's still in there. He goes, mate, have you heard the news? I was like, no. Well, he goes, mate, your pub's burnt down. I was like, oh, geez, is that it? Thanks, mate. And turned it off and went to bed.
Slept like a baby. Mate,
that'd be more relieved in me life to have a pub burned down.
It was just my livelihood. Mate,
yeah.
I haven't personally done anything stupid.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, you beauty.
The media's at the front, stay in bed. Yeah. Okay, no
Did
worries.
You ever get a call relating to Dane at 4 in the morning? He says he always lives in fear of the phone ring at 4 in the morning. He reckons it's either one of you guys or me.
Yeah.
He's done something stupid.
They're not ringing to tell me I've won Tats Lotto, that's for sure.
What about...
Can I just say, and I thought Dane's father put this out yesterday, for all the hoo-ha, there's been no problem ever with this boy.
I know,
he's an
mate.
Absolute...
We love
no, and
him,
I'm
mate.
Not talking it up, but I'm
we
just
love
saying...
Him. He's...
But yeah, well, there's been a couple of phone calls.
But you're allowed to be a colourful character.
You can.
I wish there was more of it. There was a time when, you know...
Well, I miss it. I wasn't out with him when the phone calls
were
being made.
Exactly. What about your Brownlow? I mean, that again, that's one of the great nights. Talk us through that. What memory you have of Brownlow night?
And I was sober about, that. Which one? Yeah. The one I won.
The one you won.
Well, yeah. Only one of only two I was sober in.
Because you were...
Because we had to play, yeah.
We had to play, yep.
So I remember it. As well as things.
Can we go back to the first one when you polled, when you weren't invited to the Brownlow and the AFL sent the search party out and they found you and you're in a Superman costume at Mad Monday?
Yeah, Alan Didax joint. Actually, we just left Mad Monday and we're going home to get changed and started getting votes. So I thought I'd better sit on the couch here and they rang me, asked me if I wanted to come in and I said, not a hope. If I win it, bad luck. No, your fault for not inviting me.
Yeah. That horse has bolted.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, can I fire a couple at you, Swanee? Because you've always been unfiltered in lots of ways and always been honest. So a couple of just footy questions. Who's the hardest player you've played on?
The hardest player, the hardest tagger was probably Ling. He was about when I was at my best, the Geelong were at their best. So thinking, but I've obviously played on guys like Ablett and Judd but they obviously let you get your own ball because they're so great offensively, but... You know, Ablett and Judd are the two probably best midfielders of all time. You know, you could argue.
They're the best of all time? Because you'll be in the bracket as of the great midfielders, including Bucks and Michael Voss and Robert Harvey. And who's the best you've seen?
Ablett is the best I've seen, but I'll tell you what, Judd wasn't far behind him at West Coast. Those 3 or 4 years he had there was up as good as anyone, but if I had to split him, I'd say Ablett in front of Judd.
We know you had a great relationship with Mick. How's Bucks going? And I'm asking this seriously as a you know question now. He said next year if he doesn't make the finals, that might be it for him. Is he a good coach?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's been, you know, we've had a lot of injuries since he's been there and turned the list over a lot. So I think now he's probably finally got rid of me. So now it's exactly he's got the list that he wants. So yeah, but you know, like like Buck said, I guess, you know, it's all about winning. If eventually, if we don't start winning, you know, things have to change. But, you know, I've got enough faith in that list next year that they can turn it around. You know, like I said, me and Jamie, you know, probably hurt us up forward, and, you know, we had injuries along the way. So as long as they can get, you know, 50, 60, 70 games together as a young group, I think that's when you start to gel. Yeah. All these mids have played 20-plus games together. You need to play 60, 70, 80 games before you start to gel. I think that'll be next year.
Make Clokey there next year?
I'm not sure, mate. I certainly hope so. I think, you know, it'd be great to see him as a one-club player. But in the end, I guess that's a decision he has to make for himself. I'm not sure he wants to play in the twos or year next year. But, you know, I don't know. I haven't spoke to Trav about it, but I'd say it'd be line ball at the moment.
Will you stop going to Vegas with Dustin Martin now that you've retired?
No, well, look what I've done for his career.
You have been a guiding influence. You have.
All-Australian might win the Brownlow this year. He will. He might win the All-Australian. You know, probably finishing the top two, three in the Brownlow. So, you know,
how about his tats? Do you rate his tats?
Yeah, and he's getting more of them. So, I've had a great influence on his career.
Hey, Swanee, yeah. Just on that, do you think that there's, you know, it's a good point you make. Sometimes you need to be a bit of a free spirit, and not everyone has to be the class captain. Do you think that there is enough leeway for blokes from particularly working class backgrounds who come through and have got a loyalty to their mates? And not necessarily, you know, it might be a bit wild at times, but we sometimes it's too corporate, or the media are too, you know, too stringent on people and just want to give blokes a break. Do you think that's too hard for kids coming through these days?
Absolutely. And I think guys, you know, from those working class suburbs or all the lads or whatever, can only become them once they become really good players. Then, you know, the media and that warm to them guy, he's a lovable lad, or he's a lad, blah, blah, blah. But when you start in your career and you're not allowed to do that, because then you get the ass pretty quick smart, or you get told to sharpen up. So it's not until you become as good as moment or something like that when you sort of half get that leeway, and everyone in the media sort of not allows it, but just sort of goes, oh, he's a lad, he's a good player. So coming through the personalities and sort of the being individual is pretty hard for a young kid these days. And it starts at under 18s. You get all the under 18s who come through these days, they're all brainwashed with the same thing. They get, you know, all the media training stuff as a kid. So they come in and say the exact same thing, exactly what the coaches want them to say, all the normal media answers that they give, and it becomes very, very boring. And, you know, the personality has gone out of the game a bit. And, you know, guys like, you know, Darren Mullane, who's, you know, 25 years gone this year and things like that, you know, there'll never be any more of them just because of how big the footy business is and how big the media is and always looking for stories. So if you are a bit of a lad, people will find it and then it gets splattered on the front page and you're in trouble.
How long before that demented old septuagenarian comes at you for an open mic, do you reckon?
He's asked me before.
Has he?
Yeah.
Does he have to be retired to do that?
No, he's ready to go, well, I think.
Well, I don't do nothing for nothing, mate.
Exactly. Stump up the cash, Mike, and that would be worth sitting down listening to Dane Swan.
Good on you, mate.
Me and Jacko might get on there together.
Congratulations, Swan.
Well done, mate.
No,
superstar of the game. Really great personality. We're going to miss him every week as he has delivered so much.
See a bit of him in the media now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I hope so. I'm not good at anything else, mate, and I can't play footy anymore. So hopefully, if people want to listen to me talk, we'll try and get a job somewhere.
Want to hear about the gap here? And we'll catch up with you when you get back. This is Triple M's Hot Breakfast. Jane Kennedy is up next.
Five degrees in Melbourne. Hi there, Nicole Gunn with the latest. Our Aussie athletes have arrived home for Rio to a massive welcome at Sydney Airport. Gold medalist Chloe Esposito in tears when she saw the turnout.
The best ever. It's so nice seeing everyone here supporting the Australian team. It's been great and it's amazing, and I'm so excited to see what's ahead of me.
It's back to the Supreme Court today for a group of squatters who've been living in 13 homes that were to make way for the East-West Link project. The New South Wales Parliament has passed laws to ban greyhound racing, the controversial legislation passing 49 votes to 30. In M Sport, Richmond's Jack Revolt has hit back at claims he should be traded at the end of the season.
Triple M Melbourne weather next.
Right now at Bedshed, choose any size mattress across their entire range and you'll only pay the price of a single. Hurry, ends this weekend. Bedshed, no one's better in the bedroom.
Showers developing a top of 13 today. Right now it's 5 degrees on Melbourne's 105.1 Triple M.